Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, the best of the Stuart Britton Show.
Now it's time for our film reviews. There's only one film this week, and that's The Lego Movie 2. It's been 5 years since everything was awesome, and the citizens are facing a huge new threat. Duplo invaders from outer space, wrecking everything faster than they can rebuild. The battle to defeat them and restore harmony to the Lego universe will take Emmett, Lucy, Batman, and their friends to faraway, unexplored worlds, including a strange galaxy where everything is a musical. It will test their courage, creativity, and master building skills, and reveal just how special they really are. Here's a clip.
We are from the planet Duplo, and we are here to destroy you.
Hello, visitors from another planet.
There's no need to fight anymore.
See? Friends.
Ooh.
Run! Lucy!
Emmett!
They took Lucy and the others. Hang on to your fronts, Planny.
Asteroids!
You mind if I save your life?
Not at all.
The name's Rex Danger Vest. This is my ship.
Are those dinosaurs?
What are you doing in space? Aliens kidnapped my friends. I'm going to get them back.
That planet is ruled by an alien queen.
I'm a queen, whatever I would not be.
The talking horse?
I can change my form if this makes you uncomfortable.
Hey, guys.
No, go back. The horse was much more palatable.
Come with me on this adventure to save my friends. Please. Teach me to be tough.
Let's go find your friends.
Who's a good boy? Yes, you are.
Emmett!
Lucy!
You look different. Did you draw stubble dots on your face?
What? No. I got a play phone and a play phone.
I gotta get it, baby. You missed me.
No, I did not.
Sorry, Banana keeps slipping on his pill on the way out. You gon' bruise your butt.
You almost forgot me, guys.
Oh, did we?
I'm literally a lantern. How did you miss me?
There you are, a soupçon of the Lego Movie 2. Chris Pratt, Elizabeth Banks, Will Arnett, Alison Brie, and the rest are back as the voice cast of Emmett, Lucy, Batman, and their friends. And this film basically picks up where it left off. The previous film, you'll remember, was a sort of touching story between father and son about how father wanted Lego for himself, glued it all together, and son just wanted to break it up and build whatever he wanted to build. Then he was allowed to play with the Lego, provided he played with his sister. That was the end of the first film. And this film is a playful punch-up, if you will, between brother and sister. So you can tell what Lego belongs to her and what Lego belongs to him. And within the confines of the story, things that get broken up, which are her Lego creations, are usually broken up by him and the other way around. So it's brother and sister living in harmony with each other. That's the story anyway, but who cares? The film's huge amounts of fun with what they build around that using the characters within the world of Bricksburg, I think it's called. And it's still vast amounts of fun. I didn't think it was as good as the first one, although some people think that it's actually better. But because the construct is still the same, so it's not completely removed like the Lego Batman film was. And that was just fun on its own. But this is still fun, still worth watching, still hilarious, even down to something called The Catchy Song. Now, you might have thought they'd have produced The Catchy Song deliberately to stick in your head, and it may not do because of that. But believe me, it does. Anyway, go and watch it when you're out of hospital, or if you're listening to this on the podcast, watch it immediately, The Lego Movie 2. Hilarious. And that's our film reviewed this week. I don't have higher praise than that. It's just huge amounts of fun, The Lego Movie 2. And that's about it. If you're listening to the podcast, here's the end voiceover. If you're listening to the program or live, here's a record.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org.